Sacrifice rewarded. Before asking them to leave their fishing boats, Jesus had given them the assurance that God would supply their needs. The use of Peter's boat had been richly repaid. "He who is rich unto all that call upon him, has said, Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over." In this measure he had rewarded Peter's service. And every sacrifice made in his ministry will be recompensed. During that sad night on the lake, separated from Christ, the disciples were pressed hard by unbelief. But his presence kindled faith, and brought joy and success. So with us, apart from Christ our work is fruitless, and it is easy to distrust and murmur. But when we labor under his direction, we rejoice in the evidence of his power. He inspires us with faith and hope. He whose word could gather fishes from the sea can also impress human hearts and draw them so that his servants may become fishers of men. Christ was abundantly able to qualify humble and unlearned men for the position for which he had chosen them. The Savior did not despise education. When controlled by the love of God, intellectual culture is a blessing. But the wise men of his time were so self-confident that they could not become co-laborers with the man of Nazareth. They scorned to be taught by Christ. The first thing to be learned by all who would become workers with God is the lesson of self-distrust. Then they are prepared to have imparted to them the character of Christ. This is not to be gained through education in scientific schools.